Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to May's Show Your Shine podcast. The topic this month is authenticity. Authenticity is the degree to which one is true to one's own personality, spirit, or character, despite the pressures of the world. I often think of how simple relationships and the world in general would be if things were as they seem to be. Authenticity can be an enigma for many of us. With all the noise going on around us, we can easily lose who we are and what is important to us. The noise I'm talking about is all the questions and suggestions we hear from well-intending others. These seemingly innocent questions and suggestions block the path to knowing our authentic self. The you should-haves, the must-dos, and the why aren't you, just to name a few. We've all heard at least once some of these. You must do this to succeed in business. Or isn't it time you get married, or have kids, or get a real job, or get a life, or whatever it is? Just stop the noise for a moment, for a second. Okay, maybe a little longer. For some of us, we may need a few days, weeks, months, or even years. There are no rights or wrongs or rules or regs to finding your authentic self. It's whatever time it takes you to breathe, dig deep inside, and find what really matters to you. What is important and real to you? What empowers, energizes, and exhilarates you to live life to the fullest? Then listen to what your core gut is telling you. A very good friend of mine, Catherine Itell, shared the essence of how we know it is our core versus our intellect talking to us. Our intellect will try to explain and reason things out in long sentences, for some of us, paragraphs or even a short book. Don't laugh, you know who you are. Whereas our core response is concise and clear and leaves us no room for doubt. Yes, no, stay, go, don't do it, do it, are examples of what comes from our core. The more closely we listen and tune into our core, the easier it becomes to hear. Eventually, it becomes so loud we can't miss it even if we'd want to. Sometimes our core message challenges us to tread in new waters, and sometimes it's scary. Trust your core. It is never wrong. It is the essence of you and the expert of you. We need to first know it, who we are, that is, and then we need to show it. When we begin to make decisions and live a life based on what has meaning to us and not to others, we become our genuine, authentic self. People are drawn to people who are the real deal. When I think of the real deal, I think of my 6 brothers and sisters. They are the best example of the real deal that I personally know. They never put on airs or pretend to be something they are not. It just is what it is. You either like them or you don't. They don't hide behind a facade. They know what they believe and they stand behind it 100%. You will never doubt where you stand with them. They are open and honest and forthcoming with their viewpoint. Okay, maybe sometimes a little too much. I respect and admire their convictions, and I'm honored to stand tall alongside them. They hold me accountable to be true to my authentic self. You will know when you are living your authentic self. Tremendous feelings of freedom to be who you are, along with gratitude and celebration for life. The life you live will embrace you. So I ask you, have you met your authentic self? Do you really know who you are? And do you show it to others? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome May. Today is a great day to show your shine.